of the sultry air, hearing the noise of an approaching train. They come every few minutes, whizzing by on the built-up embankment at the end of the garden. She can almost see the passengers as individuals, but not quite. They go by in a blur. Down in the garden, Charlie is playing on the grass, and Liam is sitting at the long stone table reading a book. That was a thing her mother loved, that huge table. The people who sold her the house nearly 30 years ago asked if they could leave it in place until they worked out how to transport it, but they never made any arrangements, so Juliet's mother became its owner. She said it made her think of Narnia, that when she looked out of the window in the dusk, she could almost imagine animals sitting and feasting. A squirrel arguing with a robin. A badger clinking tankards with a horse. Juliet looks down at her husband and son. Solid. Real. One a tiny facsimile of the other. "This is my family now," she thinks. "This is what I have."